The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
So last week, was it last week or is it earlier this week? Actually, it might have been earlier this week. It's all blurring together. Nick Saban gave us a gem, right, when he said, I guess he said it late last week. We talked about it earlier this week. When he said that basically we need to, we miss parity. We need parity in college football. There used to be parity. We're like, what parity? What world has he been living in that he wants to bring parity back? Parity, what parity? This is the guy who has been in every playoff, right? Parity, my you know what. So when he's the guy who gives us this comment, and I'll give you the full one if I can find it. Here we go. The full comment that he gave last week was, one of the things I like to see us be able to work back to is everything in college football has always had parity. Yeah, parity, college football. Sure. Okay, Nick. So yesterday, I mean, I don't, seriously, can he keep saying things that he can't truly believe or think that we believe him, right? Like that he's got, he just keeps saying things, and maybe it's a category of if you say things enough, you can believe it yourself. You make it true, even if, right, you can speak it into existence. We've used that phrase before. It's one thing to say that Sam spoke into existence, Aiden Hutchinson falling to number two of the Lions, right? We can have a little fun with that one. But Nick Saban, it sounds like he's trying to speak these things into existence, but they're just not true. And the fact that he thinks that people believe him. So he was speaking at an event last night in Birmingham, Alabama, to promote the World Games, whatever that is, being held there in July. And he talked about recruiting and doing things the right way. And he talked about how Alabama football players earned more than $3 million last year in NIL deals, doing things, quote unquote, the right way. So one of the quotes, I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. What consequences? So he goes, you read about it. You know who they are. We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player. But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. It's tough. He adds, we have a rule right now that said you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it. So then they, then of course Deion responded, you best believe I'll address that lie Coach Saban told tomorrow. We as a people don't have to pay our people to play with our people. So Saban also said those guys from Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400,000, that's in the newspaper. The guy tells you how he's doing it. So of course, you know, they asked Jimbo Fisher in the past about it, and he talks about the Kleenex people, you know, that are calling it out. Nick Saban cannot believe or cannot think that we believe him, right? Raise your hand if you think that Alabama hasn't been buying players. I don't see any hands. You know, maybe it's some naive fans down there in the state of Alabama will raise their hands, but nobody up here believes that. We've all heard the stories. I'm pretty sure that John Bacon has told a few in some of his books, right? We've heard the stories about how things get down in the South and with poker chips and buying houses and how you, you know, funneling money through churches and all kinds of different ways of doing things. We know how Nick's program gets down. Now, there may be some truth that Nick has plausible deniability. He might keep out of the fray, right? You know, he might allow friends at the program to hang out, but he may not, you know, again, he knows what's going on. He cannot, I don't know how he says these things with a straight face, but he does. He's getting really good at it, in fact. Maybe that's one of the reasons why he's such a great coach, because he can say anything with a straight face. I'd love to, well, I wouldn't want to be against him, but I bet you he's really good at poker. I bet you he's really good at cards or any other kind of one-on-one or group gambling where you can read body language and read faces and try to get something from that as a cue. Yeah. I don't think you're going to get a whole lot from Nick Saban, because if he thinks that he can keep saying this stuff and that people are going to keep buying it, again, maybe people are. Or maybe he's just preaching to his choir down in Alabama, and they're going to keep repeating it, and as if it is true, and if they repeat it enough, they're going to try to make it true. I don't know. He already had the one about everything in college football has always had parity, and we know that that is far from the truth. The Big Ten used to be the Big Two and the Little Eight, right? Parity has never existed. It's just shifted around as to what that lack of parity looks like. And what Nick's upset about, he's not hiding it. We can at least give him credit for that, right? Nick's not hiding what he's upset about. You take those two comments, you put them together, he's upset, essentially, that Texas A&M had a whole bunch of money they could spend on NIL, and that enticed players to go to their school. And so what was happening below board at a whole bunch of schools is now legal and above board, and so there's more money in it. And they're flaunting it. And they're getting away with it. It's easier to get away with it when it's above board. When you can offer a kid $1 million legally, you know, here's $1 million to endorse this product and, you know, for life wallet and a car, right? Here's $1 million and a car for life wallet. Like, it's all above board now. Get away with it. There's no policing of this. Nick wants to get policing involved. Nick, you really want them to police rules? They never police the rule violations you had that we know you committed. We've seen the cars. But as we know, if Alabama does something, if they can get away with it, the NCAA will let them. But they'll punish Cleveland State and Middle Tennessee State and Arkansas State. But they'll leave Alabama alone, right? Auburn, no problem. Yeah, not a big deal. Ohio State, you know, bowl game players taking stuff. No big deal. Just play. Fine. But if the small guys did it, if there was a little hint of anything at Eastern Michigan or Western Michigan or Central Michigan, they'd probably bring the hammer down because that's how the NCAA seems to roll. But I got to say, I kind of hope Nick Saban keeps having speaking engagements and keeps talking to the media, right? So, you know, we have next month, it'll be, I guess not next month, it's the month after. So we have to get all the way through June and into July. So we might have almost two full months. Please let there be some other things where Nick Saban speaks. I don't know what those events might possibly be, but whatever they are, please, hopefully they exist. We need Nick Saban to speak. Because the more he talks, the more ridiculous he sounds to most of us. And we'll keep our fingers crossed. So we'll do that. As we get to the end of the break, it's that time of year, right? The ACC had their meetings. The Big Ten's having their meetings coming up. The NCAA yesterday officially adopted the rule that you no longer need divisions. We said this was coming. We said that the Division I Council was going to vote, and they voted yesterday. And you no longer need divisions if you have at least 12 teams in your conference, right? The rule always was if you have at least 12 teams, to split in half and have a conference championship game. Now you no longer need to do that. So as soon as the vote became official, the question was, how long will it take? Oh, the speculation is as early as 2023, this will change. Not that late. Quicker. How about starting this year in 2022? Because Kliavkoff, the Pac-12 commissioner, came out yesterday and after the Pac-12 made the announcement that the two teams with the highest conference winning percentage will face off in the championship game. The end. That's how they're going to determine the Pac-12 champion. And their commissioner, Kliavkoff, said, our goal is to place our two best teams in our Pac-12 football championship game, which we believe will provide our conference with the best opportunity to optimize CFP invitations and ultimately win national championships. This goes back to everything but one of the things that Steve and I talked about, that we talked about with Steve here on the show yesterday, dropping divisions does fix some mistakes. And there are people that have been advocating, a lot of people have been advocating in the media to drop divisions for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years now. And I don't necessarily disagree with dropping divisions, but the dropping of divisions is good for the big boys. It's good for the power elite of your conference. But for the vast majority of your general population of your conference, if you're not Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, Georgia, I'm trying to think of the teams that have been in the playoff. And even if you expand the playoff, it's not generally going to be Ole Miss or Mississippi State. It's not going to be Vanderbilt, right? It's not going to be Rutgers or Maryland. It's not going to be Illinois. You know, maybe in a one-off random year, maybe randomly. But the schools that year in and year out are closer to fighting for bowl eligibility than they are fighting for a college football playoff, they better watch out what they're getting, because they may get to 9 conference games in some of these leagues that still play 8 conference games, which makes getting to 6 wins that much more difficult. And just in general, it can change the balance of your league and make it more difficult to get bowl eligible. And that is something to placate, not placate, maybe the wrong word, but to appease and to work for and to secure things for the highest in your conference, the top teams in your conference. You're not necessarily looking out for the middle and in particular the bottom part of your conference. But we'll see how things play out, as the Pac-12 was the first to make that announcement. They are dropping division champions to reach the championship game this season. So there you go. Rule change from the NCAA, and it took less than 10 minutes for a conference to announce the first change to follow up that new rule change from college football. We're going to step aside, take a break. We're going to get to the 7 o'clock hour with Sam Webb here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.